Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
There's a disagreement here in studio.
How unusual.
I'll tell you what, it's what makes us different that makes us great.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
What's up? We're Toucher and Rich. All right, we're talking about playing golf. If they should open the courses, we had a guy call in and say that he runs a golf course and everyone's on top of each other. I contend that you should open them. I didn't say you have to open them. I said you should open them. Rich says there's a chance of people dying. They should not be opened. Josh on line four. Go ahead, Josh.
Fred, Fred, one question for you. Are you working from home or are you in the studio right now?
I'm working from home.
Okay, so if you can't have the balls to go into the studio...
Whoa. I'm not supposed to go into the studio. And by the way, I'm perfectly comfortable going into the studio.
If Felger can go into the studio and all the other guys on the afternoon show can go into the studio and work from there, you can go into the studio.
So I was told not to go
okay
into the studio.
To go golfing, if you think it's okay to go golfing,
it is okay. I'm going
no
to go golfing.
No problem at all.
I'm going to go golfing.
If you want to go golfing,
first of all, it's outside. Second of all, I'm not in a building with a bunch of people that could get sick. I'm in a studio with people.
Yeah, but you want your personal needs above someone
it's
that works at the golf
it's
course
outside.
To clean
it's,
those,
for someone who works at the golf course, Fred, who's wiping down the cart? Hang on a second. First of all, it's much safer than going into a grocery store. I understand that you need food. It's much safer than anything that's indoors. And second of all, this whole notion that people are going to die that don't have a golf cart, then have people walk. There's literally nothing that can happen. I mean, if you're playing with a group of friends and you keep your distance, that's it. You're allowed to have groups of under 10. That's it.
So you think it's okay to put your personal needs above the people that work at the golf course?
The
yes
people
no?
that work at the golf course want to work at the golf course. You think that they want to be unemployed?
Well, except the guy that called
you. You just had someone who owns a golf course tell you that.
So he doesn't want to open it. So he doesn't want to open his.
And he also said that
okay
his employees
okay
why
don't has
want
to
go
okay
there.
Hang on a second. Why has the USGA been trying to get the government to open up all the golf courses? Cuz they've been trying to get this done for the last 2 months. So the people that run golf want the golf courses to open.
I just think that your personal
no, what do you
needs
think?
Are being
the,
put
the,
above
the
something
golf,
else. So if you
golf,
listen, if you're going to keep talking
no,
over
golf,
every time I say something, Fred, then what's the point of taking phone calls?
Go ahead.
Okay, so if I have to stand in line with a mask to go get my groceries and have to go in one at a time, then we should follow the rules with everything. That includes not opening golf.
Okay,
and
wait, whoa. What do you think happens on a golf course?
What do I think happens on a golf course? I think that if you'll have your personal distance there, Fred, but like the guy said, if you have slow players and then one hole gets backed up and you've got five groups of people there.
Okay, what on what planet are there five groups? Have you ever played the game?
Yes, I've played
okay
the game, Fred.
When have you ever been on a par three with five groups?
Fred, you're going to talk about
when have you ever been on a par three with five groups?
I haven't, and we also haven't had people.
All right,
not
shut up. Get off the phone. You suck. Yeah, you know, you're a big problem. John, go ahead on line three. John.
Freddie T, I got
What's
your
up,
back,
G?
Bud. I'm a member over at our local beautiful municipal golf course, George Wright, and they're already planning at the beginning of June. They're going to do groups of two, no carts, and spread apart tee times. That'll make sure there's no backed up par threes. And I'm like, yeah, you might not be able to get a tee time, but at least it's something. And Rich, why is it weird that golfers want to golf? You said it was weird.
I didn't say it was weird that golfers want to golf.
No, you just said it. You said it's really weird that golf people are freaking out because they can't golf. Like,
no,
I love golf.
I said it was
golf.
Weird that they can't wait a little bit to play golf.
No,
listen. I want to do. I want to go to concerts. I want to go to live sporting events. But I also understand that that's not the best idea to do it right now.
It's a big. There's a big difference.
It's such a difference, Rich. If me and my buddy, we walk. We don't even need to be next to each other. Go
See,
and walk.
I don't even have a problem with that. No, that's not what I have a problem with. I have a problem with Fred saying hire some kids to wipe down my cart. Like, no, you don't need to do that.
He's just poking you.
What's that?
Fred's just poking you. I mean, yeah. Come on, relax.
Well, I mean, listen. If there were no employees involved, and you stayed apart from each other and you went golfing, I have no problem with that. I've said that before. But if there's the guy
no
who called in and
involved,
said that, what's that?
So you don't want people to work?
If there's no employees involved that have to wipe down your cart, yeah,
okay,
you don't need that.
But what about it? So should there be a starter?
If there's a starter, as I said, if people stay distance from each other, I don't have a problem with that. It's having a because you said hire two kids to wipe down the cart. I'm like,
kids.
All right, maybe we don't need golf then. Like if that's the extent we're going to,
if
where we're making kids sick to do it.
If you want to have carts, hire two kids. I mean, there's kids wiping down carriages.
That's where the line is for me.
Okay,
no,
there's kids wiping down stuff at Walmart.
Well, but they're getting sick. 81 people got the coronavirus at the one in Worcester. That's the
Worcester.
Worst example you could have thrown out there.
Okay, but what, again, are the chances of someone getting the coronavirus and dying at a golf course if there's five employees?
If they're wiping down carts,
what
of
are the
people
chances?
Who are there? Pretty high.
Okay, give me a percentage.
Dude, I don't know the percentage.
It would be infinitesimal.
Better than them not. How about that?
It would
better
be
than
infinitesimal.
Them not.
Listen, I don't care if you have a car or not. If you don't want to have a car, have them walk. But there's a certain time where you got to start relenting into activities that are relatively safe or that are safe. I mean, there's got to be a time where you start to open things up.
It can be done safely. You can do it safely. I believe you can. I believe there's a way.
Well,
you
just
you
said that there's
online.
A time. You just said that we shouldn't. That, you know, maybe we should just wait to play golf.
Well, if it involves hiring 18-year-olds, as you said, to clean down carts, yes, you can wait for that. That's something
okay,
you don't need
but
right
there's
now.
But there's people cleaning things that are 18 years old all over the place.
Yeah, who an absolute necessary jobs like grocery stores. That is necessary. People have to eat.
Okay,
that's
so
different
when
than golf. There's this weird like golf contingent. Like I need golf today to survive. You can wait. You can wait until the virus becomes less effective, until things go down, the numbers go down to get your cart.
What
I'm not going to sacrifice an 18-year-old kid to get my to be able to sit down while I golf.
Then don't have a cart.
Once again, I don't have a problem with that. I said I draw the line at getting employees in here who have to be close and clean things up. If you want to do two by two and there be no employees that get near you, I think that that's perfectly fine. It's just like walking in a park. I got no problem with that at all.
All right. Well, I mean, then have them walk. That's not the case in a lot of these places. They're allowing one person per cart. What if the person who drove the cart was responsible for cleaning it?
But someone else has to. Then I don't like that because then somebody else has to use that cart, and I don't trust somebody.
Okay, what if I'm supervised and have to clean the cart when I'm supervised?
Somebody has to supervise the cleaning of the cart?
Yeah, I'm a guy. I sit in a chair and I watch you clean the cart.
Well, then fine. If they clean it spick and span, and the person's able to stand 6 feet away, then God bless them.
All right. So maybe that's the logical conclusion. You get like a umpire's chair in tennis. And you have them supervise.
He's sitting up on high, watching over you.
Making sure that everything's spick and span.
I think that we've reached a compromise.
But only if he sits up high and stares down at you while you do it.
That was my idea because it gives you a sense of power over the person.
Right.
That was my idea.
Good idea.
So, Rich, look at this. We've had an argument, and now we've come to a
peaceful conclusion.
We've
well
come
done.
To a peaceful conclusion.
Let's smoke a cigarette, Fred.
That's right, baby. You got that much right, Jack. Is Felger in the studio?
He is.
They brought everyone back? I had no idea.
He's
no.
back because I've seen him on TV. And he's
oh,
back.
All right.
Because I was told that we don't come back until they lift the ban. Didn't you guys get that email?
No, no, no. I didn't hear that you couldn't come back. I think that I don't think that we were ever told to leave. I think it was just an option if we wanted it, which I'm glad we all took. It obviously makes people like it safer for people like Dan and for Mike, who have to go in, and Nick, seeing that there's not a ton of people in the studio. But the way that Felger's got it is he's the only one in that studio.
Oh,
and
okay.
That's why I think that it's, you know, he feels it's safe, and it is, you know, it is pretty safe.
I guess if you're the only guy, yeah. Well, young Nicholas is taking care of my cat while I'm gone. So $12 a day, baby. Mm. Half an hour's work, not even. That ain't hay. I'll tell you that. All right. We will be back in just a matter of moments.
The games are only half of it. Hatcher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Toucher and Rich.
Good morning, guys. How's everyone today?
Oh, it's just a day after day of delight.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. And Rich, it is an exciting time for the audience because we are reliving occasionally some of our favorite moments from the show.
Well, with all this Korean baseball fever that's going on right now, I mean, how do you not get excited about baseball and wistful for the days of old, especially when you think back at the storied history of Fenway Park? And I want to go back to the 100th anniversary of Fenway and the Red Sox, and what an amazing moment that was when they rolled people out there. Let's go in the Wayback Machine, shall we? And revisit one of our finer moments when Adolfo hits the streets.
Heavy metal music.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. What an exciting day yesterday. This just reminds me of like a cult.
Drink the juice.
Yeah, like one of those weird like 60s cults. Yesterday, what a fun day. The Red Sox, who are celebrating the 100th anniversary of the iconic Fenway Park on Friday, had upwards of 100 balloons stationed around town, and you pop one of those sons of bitches,
And right in there is some tickets to a Red Sox game.
It was no joke, too, because I'm not kidding you. You could noticeably see people like looking all around for balloons yesterday in Back Bay. And it wasn't just the crazy people who normally are just looking all around paranoid. It was, honestly, people you could tell were looking for this.
Or you could step up and pay the $60 to get into a game for two tickets, which will eventually be the price as this team continues to struggle throughout the season. But you can
102% capacity last night, Fred. Even though there were about 10,000 empty seats at first pitch.
We told when Adolfo and I were getting ready and getting our balloons ready for what we'll just describe. The gentleman that was filling our balloons informed us that if he was not working, he would be spending the day searching for balloons.
Oh, sure. The Twitter sphere was, did you get a balloon? Anybody seen a balloon? Anybody balloons anywhere?
So we decided to rain on everyone's parade. Adolfo went out to the Red Sox game yesterday. He was out and about at Fenway Park. And, Rich, he had 9 helium balloons I don't know how you want to set this up here.
Yeah, I mean, it's just as simple as Adolfo went down there, was followed by a pack of people because Adolfo was walking near Fenway with a bunch of balloons. I got a ton of pictures on Twitter of people taking pictures of Adolfo with balloons who knew who he was. But nonetheless, there were these strange people like looking at the balloon. Whoa, balloons, and it's near Fenway. What would it be? And there were indeed things inside the balloon.
Yeah, big prizes.
Right, big prizes straight out of the floor. The prize closet. And when I say the floor, I mean the stuff that we literally had to dig from underneath all the shelves.
The gentleman was that filled up our balloons yesterday is a fascinating fella, and he was perplexed at the idea of getting the prizes in the balloons. So it took about 4 minutes of explanation on actually putting the paper in the hole.
So here's Adolfo right around, I guess, like 5:30 or so. Outside of Fenway, he has a group of people who have been following him ever since the team. By the way, the man had to ride the train with 9 balloons. I just imagine the scene in Dumb and Dumber where he's got the giant cowboy hat and the little paddle ball just like, hey, I got balloons.
Yeah, I drove
walking
him.
Walking into the balloons.
I drove him home yesterday. I was telling you off the air because I had a feeling if he walked home yesterday, he was losing those balloons. You'd see something shiny and let him go and you could pick him up. All right, so here is Adolfo at Fenway.
Is it okay we use this for the radio?
Sure.
Now, what do you think of the 100th anniversary?
Oh, I think it's amazing. I love it. I got to pop your green balloon so I can get my 2 tickets to the game tomorrow, Friday.
Now,
they said they're all over the city to pop a green balloon, and you might be lucky and get 2 tickets to the 100th anniversary game against the Yanks.
Now, this guy is shrewd because these were multicolored balloons. I believe there was only 1 green balloon.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy is...
3. Adolfo's is 3 green balloons.
Well, different shades. None of them were the same color. Okay.
You had to go there.
I apologize. I guess technically there was 3 shades of green.
Shame on you.
But what my point is, don't pull the wool over this gentleman's eyes. He knows that you go after the green ones. The rest are dummies.
Can I pop your green balloon with my cigarette and get my 2 tickets out of it?
I'll ask you a couple more questions, and then, you know, you'll get to choose a balloon. Well, what do you think about all the ownership's doing with the celebration?
It's amazing. I love it. I think it's great. Mm-hmm. I think Fenway Park is amazing, astronomical.
Matt, have you heard about these green balloons around town?
Yeah, I did. No. I watched the games on television. I'm from Connecticut, and Don and Jerry said, you see these green balloons, just grab one, pop it open, you get a couple of tickets to Friday's game. And I luckily had tickets for tonight's game, so I see any green balloons, I want to pop them open and get my tickets for Friday's game.
The funny thing is, I have some balloons as well. If you would like to pick one, you can pop one.
I can for...
Yeah,
the blue one.
No, they said it's in the green one.
So you want the green one?
Yeah. I think so. It's 2 tickets for Friday's game.
Well, I don't know. Okay. Let's find out. All right.
Win.
What did you win?
Free! It says free!
I get a 12-pack of Coke. Not as excited, but it was 2 tickets to that game.
Well, happy anniversary!
I'm going to guess that wasn't a free 12-pack of Coke either. I think that might have been 25 cents.
It was a 50 cent off.
Yeah, I think that's a 50 cent off Coke.
That's great. If some guy says, it says free!
And just ruining people's days.
Just so... Here comes the another person right next. There's a group of people at this point around Adolfo just all wanting balloons. Still not figuring out what's
Adolfo
going on.
Adolfo has nothing on that says he's from the Red Sox. No inclination that this is from the Red Sox. But these people are aware. They heard Don and Jerry talking about it. And we pee on other people's parades right here.
It's okay we use this for the radio?
Sure.
Now, what do you think about the whole 100th anniversary celebration?
Excellent. I don't think a lot of people will be able to see it, though. Place will be packed, mm-hmm. You know?
What do you think of the whole spectacle, like bringing in past alumni and, you know, the toast? What do you think of the spectacle of the 100-year anniversary?
I think it's an excellent idea. Mm-hmm. I think it'll be a great time. You know, it should be.
Now, what do you think about the idea that the Sox had about having tickets inside these green balloons all over the city?
Oh, I think it's great. I've been looking around. I saw a green balloon with something floating around in it here, and I was ready to pop it.
Here, you have one. Let's see here.
What's the side, though?
You can pick.
I'll take the green one.
You take the green one? Okay. Let me grab you the green one. Let's see here.
Right. There it is. Yeah. Oh, no, I wanted the other one.
Can I have the other one?
Sorry, one balloon per customer.
Yeah, but you wanted the other green one.
Oh, the other green one? Oh, yeah, all right. Well, yeah, well, hang on. I'm doing this one at a time. You want that one?
Yeah,
all right. We can just pop it here. All right.
What did I win?
Grab it. Now, what did you win?
75 cents on hell of a good cheese.
The bottom of the prize closet, you say.
Good people just trying to have a good time. Want to take part in history?
Then what'd you win?
75 cents on hell of a good cheese.
Happy anniversary.
See, they should have charged for that.
They should have picked the other green balloon.
That's right.
The one they originally wanted.
Well, maybe the next person will pick the other green balloon. Let's go to the other person.
Everyone
from the
is so smart. They know to go green. You go green. All right. Here we go.
Is it okay we use this for the radio?
Sure.
Now, what do you think of the 100-year anniversary?
It's pretty exciting.
Now, what do you think about the green balloons that are around Fenway for this the occasion?
Puts a little excitement to it. We've been looking, mm-hmm. and we haven't seen any yet, but that's why we followed you.
Well, so happens I have my own balloons, and, would you like one?
Sure.
Well, pick a, which color would you like?
No, let these guys pick right here.
They'll pick. All right, sure, yeah. You want to pick a balloon?
Yeah. Okay, for color?
Yeah, sure. Let's see what you
want. That.
Let's see what you want.
You want a ticket to...
Oh, my God, I'm looking... Actually, this is great, to the Rush cover band at Showcase Live next weekend.
Only one?
Just one ticket? Is that how it is?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Happy anniversary!
One ticket to Lotus Lane.
One ticket to Lotus Lane.
Hey, going to Lotus Lane is no joke. They were good.
Yeah, they also gave us one ticket apiece. Like, we got all this merch, and then this, like, envelope from Ticketmaster, and I open up the ticket, the envelope, there's one ticket to Lotus.
Well, let's listen to some of the things that these people, other people won. Let's take a listen.
Let's see what you won.
Dollar off of juice.
Let's see what you won.
The coupon. For $1.
For?
Family juice products.
No. Well, what's the coupon for?
Hell of a good dip.
So, what did you win?
Tribute to Rush Showcase Live.
All right, let's see what you won.
Your autograph?
Can you tell us what you want?
One free Ritz cracker product.
Then what'd you win?
75 cents on hell of a good cheese.
Now, when they said his autograph, Adolfo did a self-portrait of himself and just signed it.
Like a stick figure with a belly?
Yes, it was just a giant head.
He didn't spend a lot of time on it, quite frankly.
Now,
was
there any backlash? Was there any anger involved?
Yeah, are you going to get mad?
I'm asking.
You got 50 cents off a Coke product. Why are you going to be upset?
Free! It says free.
I get a 12-pack of Coke.
No, you didn't. I would have taken a 12-pack of Coke. No, I would have taken that coupon.
Now, what'd you win?
75 cents on hell of a good cheese.
Happy anniversary.
I don't know why the Lotus Land ticket was the funniest.
I just like, I was like,
oh my God, I'm looking. Actually, this is great, to the Rush cover band at Showcase Live next weekend.
Only one?
Just one ticket? Is that how it is?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Happy anniversary!
You're going alone.
You're a woman going alone to a restaurant.
It's true. She's going to be the only one there.
You're like steak in a tiger cage. Then, you know, if you're a woman and you go alone to a Rush cover band show, that's almost unfair because you're shoving the audience to one corner of the... Like, they're all going to, like, be very nervous and all congregate in one corner of the room.
I thought this was a judgment-free zone.
Yeah. What's with the broad?
Now, what'd you win?
75 cents on hell of a good cheese.
Happy anniversary.
All right, there you go. Well, you know, people were having too much of a good time getting those tickets. We had to take them down a notch.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich, 98.5 Sports.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org. In partnership with MGM Springfield. An app.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's a lot of fun, right? You're having fun.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And get ready, hang on to your hats, because soon enough we'll know what the NFL schedule looks like. A mere 3 hours of programming.
I just find it awesome that they've turned something that will leak onto the internet 2 hours before the actual broadcast.
Two. Try like five. Guys like Jeff Howe know like early in the afternoon.
Well, Dan told me the Tampa Bay schedule's already been leaked. So,
oh, really?
Tampa Bay.
They're opening with Atlanta, I think, on Monday Night Football. That's out there already.
Well, I mean, as I said, it will all be out there before they do this broadcast, and they've extended it to the time it takes, to watch the Schindler's List or The Godfather. I mean, 3 hours is utterly ridiculous. And so we were talking earlier about some of the things that they're going to be doing once they open up these stadiums, and the schedules as is. I mean, they have to do this. They've got to release them, just assuming that everything's going to be cool and they're going to be able to start on time. But we were talking about what Miami. I think that they might be the only people who have actually spoken out as to what they plan on doing with their stadiums when it first opens up. And we had mentioned that 25% capacity is kind of what they're looking at. There's going to be dots that people have to stand in as they wait to go into the actual gates to get into Hard Rock Stadium. So make people stand in dots. I'm sure they're going to be perfectly fine with that.
Getting in is one thing. Leaving is an entirely other thing when you get to it. Yeah.
Well, they're doing it church style. They're doing it where the back row leaves first, and then the second to the last row files out.
I mean, it's just. I mean, what do you think is going to happen? Like, you think people are going to really?
No.
Three hours of tailgating. 3 hours of chugging beers at the game.
Did you say tailgating? Oh, they're not going to allow tailgating. Are you crazy? There's no way. If they're not going to let people like stand in line like next to each other, I bet, you know what I bet they do? If they have a parking lot, I bet they cordon off every other parking space.
Yeah, I bet you they do that too. Yeah, I bet. Well, it's 15,000. I mean, you can afford to let people spread out.
Yeah.
But you think that they're going to not let people, like, hang out by their car?
I think that that is going to be something that is seriously discussed when they first open up. I you know what? I bet for the first couple of months that there will be either no tailgating or there will be limited tailgating.
Well, that's the only reason to go to a game. The only way I would go to football games is if I had a group of friends that tailgated, because that's fun. Yeah. I mean, sitting at the actual game is no fun.
It makes the game. I mean, you're right. You could watch it at home, and to be quite honest, have a better experience.
Yes.
If you're sitting at home. But you know, you're right. It's the drinking with your friends and doing all the grilling and stuff like that. But I'm telling you, I just can't see. Look at what they're going to have as far as just like people not being together in the concourse.
Right.
They want to have it to where when you're sitting in your seat, you order everything on your phone, and then it gives you a pickup time and a window, and you go and you pick it up. Now, in concept, that sounds fantastic, but what's the reality that something like that would actually work effectively?
Zero.
With 15,000 to 20,000 people. You're right, John.
Zero.
Yeah, Fred. Zero.
Yeah, it's zero. And I'd also. After someone has had 10 beers, to really space out the bathroom.
Yeah.
That's going to be a situation.
Easy.
That's when, no pun intended, the dams burst.
I'm not joking, Fred. Do we know whether or not, like, spray or splashback can give you the coronavirus?
I know your butt can't. Because
you fart it. You can catch it from a fart. You can. I'm not trying to be funny. If you fart, you can catch the coronavirus.
Oh, because according to the... The guidelines that the New York City put out, it seemed
don't
like
fart.
Ass was in play. That there was no issues with the butt.
Okay,
but now
right.
you're telling me that a fart,
yeah.
Well, a fart travels very far. I mean, a fart can engulf a room. I mean, so that is not. I mean, a cough you would think dissipates. But a fart can, I mean, if you fart in the studio, if that is true and you can catch it from a fart, I mean, when do we really want to work with Joe Murray? I mean, there's got to be some kind of, by the way, I'm fascinated. Felger must hate being home. I am fascinated that, because he's a big germ phobe.
Yeah.
I'm fascinated that he is in the studio for no reason. But I am fascinated by that. But, okay, so you okay, can so get it from a fart.
This is a real story that Science Digest and stuff have put out there. But I want to read you the New York Post version. It's just from April 20th.
Yes.
It's titled, Can Coronavirus Be Spread Through Farts? And it has a picture of a guy sitting on a bench holding his nose, looking at the backside of a woman which there is like a red spot right where her butt cheeks meet.
Why
did
that use a woman? Considering women don't fart, I mean, that is...
It might be a guy. It's just a very feminine ass that he's looking at.
Okay. Oh, so it's like a Nick.
So, yes, like, well, Nick's is more dumpy. This is more of a shirt and leave ass where the legs just go straight into the back like a cartoon character. So,
unlike me, who's got a voluptuous behind.
Right. Well, so here's how the New York Post writes it. The smell may be hell, but the mist could leave you pissed. Two Australian doctors are weighing in about the spread of coronavirus, quote, down under, whether it can be sped through farts, that is. During Friday's episode of the Australian Broadcasting Corporation's CoronaCast podcast, producer and host Dr. Norman Swan made a cautionary suggestion when it comes to particles of feces set adrift within a fart and the spread of COVID-19. No bare-bottom farting, Swan advised about posterior pandemic panic in a measured, mildly amused tone. Luckily, we wear a mask which covers our farts all the time, Swan said, referring to protective aspects of pants, shorts, dresses, underwear, and other garments. I think that we should do that in terms of social distancing and be safe. And the one thing is that you don't want to fart close to other people and that you don't fart with your bottom bare. Meanwhile,
no, that's asking too much.
You can't. I mean, because then it's not funny. It's not. It's not even nearly as funny.
I mean, Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown. What do you think of this whole situation? Okay. Well, that's just dangerous, sir.
Appreciate that. He said, meanwhile, Australian emergency physician Dr. Andy Tagg also floated the question via Twitter asking, so can the bottom-based emissions of someone with coronavirus be silent but deadly? I mean, the Post.
This is the Post, correct?
This is the New York Post. Okay. Tag pondered whether flatulence itself, quote, an aerosol-generating procedure. His determination is yes. A recent study, in fact, suggested a post-flush toilet bloom could even be cause for concern when it comes to spreading the coronavirus, quote, aerosolized feces. Plus, scientists have confirmed... Okay, now I can't even read this. The transmission between bottoms and tops, if you know what I mean, itself is due to the presence of virus and poop, which is why health officials in Oregon and New York have even cautioned... I can't read this. Unfortunately, I mean, it's in the paper, but I can't read it. Unfortunately, as Tag observed, there is, quote, not a great deal of research available to come to a firm conclusion about the perils of passing COVID-19 while passing gas. That's all backed up by Dr. Aaron E. Glatt, a Mount Sinai, South Nassau immunologist, and professor of medicine at the Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai. Studies have clearly shown a significant percentage of COVID-19 patients do have GI symptoms at the time of illness and presentation. So then they continue. Goes, so where does that leave us? Tag the co-founder and medical education site, Don't Forget the Bubbles. What is Don't Forget the Bubbles? Suggests not throwing caution to the wind.
Does it say wind?
Yep, it says wind. And suggests he instead proposes keeping your pants on and considering them part of your personal protective equipment just in case. Quote, perhaps SARS-CoV-2 can be spread through the power of parping. We need more evidence, he tweeted. Parping? What is parping? So remember to wear appropriate PPE at all times and stay safe. So there you go. The New York Post, once again. Hang on. You know what the headline is? I'm sorry. The headline, I missed out on the headline. It's You Gotta Be Blanking Me with the S word. Scientists say coronavirus can spread through aerosolized feces, a.k.a. farts.
No, they don't spell out the word, right?
SH-TING is what the headline is.
Well, the Post is keeping it real.
They are just
saying, we are not really a newspaper.
I'll eat your ass.
Okay, well, don't do that. It's not a good thing.
Please, Alex Jones, that is completely unnecessary.
So you have that to worry about, Fred, now.
So, well, it seems like that you would have to be bare-bottomed, which I don't – I mean, a lot is expected of us, social isolating and these things. But, I mean, the idea that you have to wear pants is really asking too much of the people.
But what if it's like – I mean, there are different levels of power that can be emitted. I mean, there's like, you know, squeakers, and but then there's just like pounders. And I know some people at the station who have pounders.
I mean, it's – I mean, you got to be careful who you work with.
It's true.
I mean, Zolak is a walking disaster.
That's actually Zolak's
got crap on his hands, and he's like farting and lighting farts, showing his balls.
Yeah. That's true. Like, that is true. Because if there's anybody who's going to have their pants down at the studio, it would be someone on the midday show, don't you agree?
He craps his pants. I mean, he craps his pants.
See, I don't know about that.
Oh, no. Oh, no. He did more than once he's come into the studio and said how he crapped his pants.
Yeah.
I mean, it happens a lot. More often than you think. Oh, yeah.
Well, he's like, it obviously is because I've never heard this. So how does the discussion start? Is it just like kind of like Kramer busting in the
room.
Door?
Yeah, he walks in the room and he says, I crap my pants. How does the conversation? You know him. How's the conversation go down?
Well, that's what I was imagining.
He walks in. He goes, "I crap my pants."
He's Kramer from Seinfeld. He just busts in the room and he blurts something. And I can't believe I don't remember him ever saying, "I crap my pants." You know what? Maybe he has. It's just he says such outrageous stuff when he plows in anyway.
Yeah, he'll go like, "I just killed it in the bathroom. I crap my pants." And you go, "Okay." Greg on line one. Hello, Greg.
If aerosol farts are truly spreading the coronavirus, you know, I think we're going to have some felony level fart court cases ahead of us, and I for one am prepared to lawyer up.
Oh, yeah, goodness. I mean, I'm telling you, that fart court takes on a whole different, level of seriousness.
I've had a handful of people contact me and saying that when we had James, the guy who was one of the banner guys, that we might have to have a fart court.
Ooh.
That he farted. Because it's an over-the-phone fart. It's not a Fred or me fart. And by
no,
the way,
no, I would admit it if it was me.
Oh, I mean, I would call it out. I'd say, well, listen, roll the tape back. I farted.
Well, listen, we'll continue this Meet the Press-style conversation. We will be back in just a moment.
Stay tuned for more Toucher and Rich on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Sports Hub. Toucher.
Our only concern is your condition.
Rich.
Oh, this guy's a piece of work, huh?
Toucher and Rich. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
98.5. The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. So we're running promos about social distancing, saying that we're social distancing. But we're getting crap from listeners about not being in studio? I don't understand it.
I don't understand. Think listeners are giving us a ton of crap.
Well, people are like, "You're going to Tennessee." I'm like, "Why would if you had an opportunity to go somewhere where the coronavirus was much lower, like exceptionally lower, I'm not going to any restaurants or anything. I don't intend to go anywhere unless we have to go to the grocery store one time, and it gives my children a chance to be outside and not just walking around the neighborhood. I'm not going to apologize for that.
There's a ton of people who are doing that. Tons of people.
But people, because like I freaked out when first of all, I don't understand how no one, if you haven't freaked out during this, because I'm fine now, but because I'm used to it now. But if I'm fascinated by people who didn't freak out at all, like if you're freaking out now or anything else, because when for good reason, but when you are told not to leave the house, I mean. It's rather a blow to the head. It's not something that happens every day.
You know what the best decision I ever made was to turn off the nightly news for breaks. And only get my information online.
I don't watch the news. Yeah,
like I and it's not that I don't watch it. Like I'll pop it on every like maybe twice a week just to kind of catch on. I watch the local news. Now I'll watch that, but the national news. I like to, for a while, it was getting to the point where it would get in your head and it was all you thought about. And I just remember telling myself, you know what I got to do? Instead of doing that, every night before I go to bed, I got to do something that makes me laugh. Like I got to watch The Office or I got to watch some sort of thing like that. And it worked. And I think that was the moment that this all kind of turned. And it went from being just this high, you know, this pressure cooker to being more of just general concern, obviously trying to stay aware, but a little more of a zen attitude about
right. Okay,
what we're doing.
I had because it all happened at once, and so they did this shutdown, and then I thought someone I was very close to had it, which wouldn't have been a good thing, and so I'm not being cavalier when I talk about going out and doing something, and so that freaked me out, and then I just don't know how people at one point didn't just freak out. I know a lot of people have. And you're stuck in the house with your kids, or if you're, and God forbid you're alone in the city. Jesus, that sucks. So there you go. But I am not. I mean, going to Tennessee is the right thing for me to do, and it's not because I was freaking out. It's because I can take my family. So, and I'm coming back. Is when you know the governor and the mayor say to come back. I'm coming back. You know, they if they want us in studio, which they do, I'm coming back. I'll come back when they say to. But up until then, I mean, the mayor doesn't want you in there. The governor doesn't want you in there. And God bless Nick, Dan, and Mike. But, you know, what are you going to do?
But you also find, like stupid things that, you know, make you, like, little tiny things that kind of make you happy. And I know it sounds weird, but, like, I have found, well, first of all, not stupid things, but the show's been great. For me, it's been awesome. I like, when you engross yourself in work, it's awesome. Yes. Just keep your mind
off. Unfortunately, it's from 6 to 10 a.m., and then you're left with a lot of day.
Well, that's why you tell your wife that you need to work for 2 hours, and you close the door, and then whatever.
Oh, I do that as well, yes. Right. I have much research to do, yes, absolutely.
That's been great. On top of that, like, little dumb things, like, I look forward to Monday nights because on Facebook on Monday night, Metallica broadcasts an old concert. They, like, stream an old show, and I'll just and I won't even watch, like, the whole thing, but I'll always tune in, like, just to hear, like, one or two songs, and I'll be like, oh, it'll be, like, from, like, you know, 87, like, the Injustice for All tour, and I'll be like, dude, you know, rest in peace, Cliff, you know, Newsted's first out there, and he's, like, the biggest Metallica fan, and he's in the band, just, you know, and the crowd's going insane. He has, Hetfield's got the worst acne problem in the world, the ugliest front man at that time, and little things like that. Like, I've kind of just found one or two things that I look forward to. And I'll, like, replace ones that go away. Like, you know, shows like Better Call Saul, that's gone now. And now it's getting through Beef House. I finally finished Beef House.
Yes, Beef House is not hard to get through. It's a 9-minute episode or something. Yes, I'm caught up on Beef House as well. But the thing about this is, like, I'm watching S-C-H-I-T-T-S Creek.
Oh, yeah.
And I like how you can't say it. But the, like, it now it's getting to the point where we're almost done.
Uh-huh.
And so it's like, ooh. And then we're watching this show on Hulu named Dave. But there's only, like, 8 episodes of it, and I'm almost done with Curb Your Enthusiasm, which I started from the beginning.
Oh, my God.
So I'm hitting a boiling point where I'm because I'm like you. Like, well, you've been watching, like, movie. I have not watched anything that wasn't a comedy since it started.
Oh, okay. I saw The Irishman, which was great. Like, I finally made time to watch 3 hours. I loved it. But and there's also, like, you know, there's that app that's called, like, you know, Breathe or whatever. It's like one of those, like, ones
Calm.
Calm. Yeah, I don't use that. My version of that is, I'm not joking, I probably visit this 3 times a day. And it is a website for Arcade 1-Up. And it's just this site, and it doesn't change often. It changes maybe once every 3 weeks. And it's for those made-to-order stand-up arcade machines that you can get that are 3/4 the size. And I just look at them and smile. And I'm like, someday I'll have all those. Someday. Yeah. I'm going to – wow, they got a Burger Time one now? Awesome. Dude, they got the Star Wars one where you can sit down.
Burger Time.
Yeah. It's like, you know, games that I probably wouldn't even play if I ever – but it's like, that's my dumb thing that keeps me happy. It just calms me down. Going to arcade1up.com, I look, oh, my goodness. They have a Golden Tee, 4 different versions of Golden Tee in one machine, and I could have it at home for only $3.99. Like, dude, it's just – it's one stupid site. It's the little things. It's the little victories you look for during all of this that keep you sane.
Yes, and that is – or you could buy baseball cards.
Well, Fred, that's your way, which is a fine way of doing it. Dude, I've gone to tops.com and looked for, like, old cards that I had when I was a kid. I've done the same thing. Like, you just try to find things that, like, made you happy, the little, you know, little gifts you give yourself throughout the day.
Problem is, when you buy the card and then you get it, you go, ooh, cool, and then you never think about it again.
You just forget about it. You just throw it away. Right.
Exactly, until you realize you overpaid by about $200. All right, no commercials here, just the headlines.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling.com. Helplinema.org.